The Late Bronze Age collapse was quite sudden, and its cause remains unclear to historians. While the arguments presented in the article you just read are interesting, they're somewhat unconvincing in my opinion. Here are some potential challenges to each theory. First of all, while drought and famine are undoubtedly serious problems for any civilization, it's worth noting that there isn't any reliable evidence of widespread environmental decline during the Late Bronze Age. Recent research has suggested that the climate during this period may have actually been relatively stable and no different from earlier centuries. Additionally, not all of the civilizations in the region collapsed at the exact same time, which would have happened had disasters been the root cause. Now, while the Sea Peoples were very dangerous and caused a lot of harm to residents of the Mediterranean, their actions were not coordinated. What I mean is that while they did attack cities in the area, they didn't work together. The Sea Peoples weren't a unified army and weren't strong enough to destroy entire civilizations. I mean, we're talking about small groups of pirates that couldn't possibly have wiped out a whole society. Certainly, the local militaries would have prevented that from happening. Finally, let's consider the issue of instability. Remember that political instability was not unique to the Late Bronze Age. Many ancient civilizations experienced internal and external conflicts, along with economic inequalities and political unrest. But not all of them collapsed. This sort of problem was a natural feature of most governments of the time, and many of them survived for hundreds of years. Consider the Assyrians. They had all of the same problems, but were able to avoid collapsing and continued to thrive in the centuries that followed.